Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We open with Steve Gregory. I remember this lawsuit being filed a while back. It's families versus Snap, the parent company of Snapchat.
Right.
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 Yeah. And one of the families is in Orange County, the Neville family. Their son, Alexander, was 14, died of fentanyl poisoning back in 2020, bought a pill on Snapchat, thought it was Xanax. He was anxious, and there was fentanyl in it. And there's a number of teenagers who died from fentanyl being sold over Snap or Snapchat. And we're going to have the mother on tomorrow, Amy Neville. Because there's a new movie coming out. It's a mini documentary called Come Back Home. There's a private screening tomorrow in San Juan Capistrano. And then it streams online starting on Friday. And we'll be talking with her tomorrow. But Steve Gregory knows about how the case has progressed and sure. Where it is right now. Steve?
Well, a judge literally hours ago just ruled that the lawsuit filed by relatives of over 60 young people who died, that the lawsuit can move forward. And Snap, as you mentioned, the parent company of Snapchat, Snap had argued that it was immune from civil lawsuits under the federal code section 230. It's a lot like qualified immunity for law enforcement, if you will. And they felt like they were immune from any kind of a civil lawsuit.
Yeah, they do have special protection often.
Right.
Because these social media companies say that they're not responsible for how their customers use their service.
Right. They're like the messenger. You can't, right. you can't kill the messenger.
Right. Yeah. Otherwise, they could be charged with thousands of crimes every day.
And there are bunches and bunches of cases out there where people are blaming, the number one thing that they're blaming social media for a lot of times is human trafficking and solicitation of prostitution. Craigslist was attacked constantly for, pervasive prostitution ads and whatnot, and now what we're seeing is that because a lot of fentanyl and other illicit drugs are being sold so quickly, so easily on these social media platforms, parents and other organizations are fighting back and saying that these organizations have got to be more responsible. They've got to start vetting and filtering and monitoring and figuring out what's going on here. So in this particular case, a judge did rule that the civil lawsuit can move forward. Now, the judge did drop the charge of aiding and abetting drug dealers. under Section 230. So they did take that out. But what gets to stay in is that they interfered with parental rights and caused a public nuisance. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be interesting. And as the case moves forward and it gets into the discovery phase, that's when all the meat and potatoes of this case is going to come in. Now, keep in mind, this is the first time in history of social media that a social media company has actually been held responsible for illegal and fatal drug use.
So we're going to find out about all the memos and the internal discussions that Snapchat knew what was going on and why they never bothered to stop it.
Now, with this kind of a ruling, you know, Snap right now is going back to the office in the big conference room with their bottled water and all of their, you know, high-end snacks. And they're going, we can't afford to go to trial. There's going to be one hell of a settlement coming.
Oh, yeah, because the sympathy for the parents.
Yeah.
Who are going to tell the stories about their dead sons and daughters. It's going to be overwhelming.
But I think what's also more frightening than anything is, and I remember, in covering many cases of this with the local DEA and LA County Sheriff's Department here, of just how simple it is for any kid with a smartphone to buy drugs without any sort of vetting or anything that would any kind of paywall or anything like that. You can literally go to a social media platform and sit there and order drugs. And in some cases, you can have those drugs delivered to your house. A 13-year-old kid could have fentanyl delivered to their home.
I don't even know what a parent could do about it. I mean, I'm really happy that I had my kids before this particular social media chapter where you could buy and sell drugs over the internet. They came of age a little earlier than that. And I'm trying to think, what would I do? Because... Well, there's no way to police this.
There's that forever challenge that every parent has is that balance between giving their kid privacy and stepping in and being a parent and being the kid's friend versus being their parent.
And the more you try to control, the more likely it's going to be they'll rebel and do it anyway, and even worse.
Well, I know that there are some softwares out there now. There's some parental control software programs that I think are becoming more and more commonplace, where parents are allowed or are able to download these software programs onto their kids' phones, and it alerts the parent's phone when certain platforms are being accessed.
Yeah, and a lot of the executives at these companies are complete sociopaths, because I remember reading, the Facebook or Instagram? There was a lawsuit about the girls who were becoming anorexic.
Right.
And they were obsessively looking at their stream all day. Because there are websites by other girls who are anorexic practically promoting the joys of anorexia.
Well, look at
and the executives didn't want to get in the way of this business because they were getting so much engagement time, so many hits from it. It's like we don't want to lose that market. We want to sell them ads.
And they were hiding behind what?
Section 230.
And the First Amendment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is why they want to look like they're the heroes here, because they're, you know, giving a platform and a space for people to espouse their personal views and any kind of conflicting views and whatnot. But you look at something like TikTok, the TikTok challenges alone for kids. I mean, the sheriff's department had come out multiple times alerting people to the latest TikTok challenge where kids were getting brain damage because they were jumping off of curbs and doing some weird stuff like that.
The milk crate challenge.
That's what it was.
Climbing plastic milk crates.
That's what it was, yeah.
And you're like six crates high on an angle, and then the whole thing falls to the ground, and you slam your head on the cement.
Right. So those accounts and those posts were never blocked or flagged by TikTok.
Right.
But mine, showing the video, that montage video that I leaked of the Metro violence.
Yes.
That got flagged, and my account got blocked.
Yeah. They know how to block stuff.
Because, I'm saying, well, I'm under the journalist clause. I'm a journalist. And then they're like, no, it's promoting violence. And then I'm thinking, yeah, but there's kids injuring and killing themselves on video. Yeah. And you think that's okay.
Yeah, because those are the obsessive customers they want to keep.
Right. This is the kind of crap that just frustrates me about social media. But we've put so much effort into this now. I mean, look at everything we're doing. Look at this. We're having to do everything on social media now because the demand, supply and demand of it all.
Steve objects every time they turn on the Instagram camera.
I just, ugh.
I made sure it's directly on you. I didn't want to be any part of it. You could fill the screen easily anyway, so.
Oh, no, you can't do those jokes much anymore. No, you slow down there, Jackson.
I know, but.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting case, and as it goes to discovery and gets into that discovery phase, like you said, you're going to start seeing treasure troves of information, and this will be a precedent-setting case. It will be. And moving forward, this could very well shape Section 230.
Well, we're going to have the mother from the Orange County case on. Her name is Amy Neville. Her son, Alexander, died at the age of 14 from fentanyl poisoning after being sold supposedly Xanax pills. And she's made this 30-minute film along with other families. And it's going to have a private screening tomorrow in San Juan Capistrano. It'll stream online on Friday. And they're going to have a panel discussion with the brothers and sisters of those who died on January 8th, and you'll be able to see that online as well. We'll publicize this more tomorrow when we have Amy Neville on. All right, Steve, very good. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. On the John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
And if you've missed the show so far, come on. That's what the iHeart app is for, John Cobalt Show on demand podcast. I think that's what they call it. After 3 o'clock, one of the deputy DAs running against George Gascon, a good man, John McKinney, is going to come on with us. Gascon retaliated against John McKinney. He is one of the best prosecutors they have, and he was in major crimes. You know how major? So major, he prosecuted 40 capital murder trials. And his record was almost perfect for convictions. He's now been reassigned to misdemeanors in East L.A. That alone, Gascon should be dragged out of his office for. How do you take one of the best prosecutors L.A. County's ever seen and put him on misdemeanor cases? He put away murders, almost 40 murderers. An incompetent buffoon. Anyway, John says there's a lot of retaliation still going on after 3 years against those murderers. And we're also going to talk about Gascon's parole policies, since he doesn't let deputy DAs go to parole hearings anymore. The percentage of paroles granted has increased, which is the point, because the parole panel doesn't hear. The parole panel is biased towards criminals anyway. But if they don't get a perspective from the prosecutor as to just how bad this guy is, they're even more likely to let the parolee go instead of putting him back in prison where he belongs. Jeez. So anyway, John McKinney coming on after 3 o'clock. We got a lot of good stuff going on. Let me see. They always have a roundup of the new laws in California every year. Let me tell you something. I'm spending more time now, since I'm flying by myself here, looking at news sites. And I've got an announcement for all the television stations, all the television news directors. There's 5 major local TV news sites that I go to, because there's Channel 2 and 9. That's one operation. Then 4, 5, 7, 11. Okay? That's 5 sites to cover 6 stations. Do you know today, virtually everyone had exactly the same stories in the same order, in the same location on the websites? You know, they got a fire here, there's a robbery there. And I imagine they get all these stories from a wire service anyway. I mean, it was incredible. You're supposed to have 5 competing news operations. Some of these stations put on 8, 10, 12 hours of news a day. You go to the website, it's all exactly the same, and it's just basic, you know, not the nonsense crime of the day. Should not be that way. Should be working harder, doing more. There's a lot of bad stuff going on, and you're not helping. Anyway, one of the stories that everywhere is all the new laws around the country, and there's a lot of wacko stuff. But California, of course, had one of the most baffling. California is officially mandating gender-neutral toy aisles for large toy stores. What is a gender-neutral toy?
I think anything nowadays would be considered gender neutral, right? I mean, Barbies for girls and boys, Lego for girls and boys.
That's what I was thinking, is that if you have a mother shopping and she knows her son is interested in dolls, well, you're allowed to buy a doll for him anyway. No one's going to stop you. No one's going to know, right?
Right.
And the same thing, if you want to get a construction set for your girl because she's into that, well, you know, go ahead. Nobody's ever stopped you from doing it. But so I don't know what a gender neutral toy is. And then for the state to mandate it, why not just let the stores decide what's going to sell? And if it sells, then fine. And if it doesn't sell, they should be allowed to turn the space over to something that does sell. Well, what am I missing on this? It says retail stores with 500 or more workers must sell toys and childcare products in a gender-neutral section that's been labeled at the discretion of the retailer, regardless of whether they've been traditionally marketed for either girls or boys. Well, I still don't understand what that means.
I'm trying to remember. I haven't gone down a toy aisle in so long. I don't think there were signs that said boys and girls.
No.
Right? It would say games and maybe Barbie/dolls.
They put the construction toys together or the racing cars, right? And the girl stuff.
All the dolls and the
clothes,
right,
for the dolls.
Clothes,
and,
exactly.
Oh, the kid, the fake kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
But
the games had its own games, puzzles.
Right, but everybody plays the games.
Right.
So I what kind of weird woke law is this? Why? It seems you're butting into a private company and telling them what they must sell, whether actually there are customers for it or not. It's kind of like the electric vehicles. All these dealerships are mandated to turn over a large part of their space over to electric vehicles, and nobody wants them. And they sit on the lots for 6 months now. Like California is really coming close to being nationalizing some industries the way the communists used to. Just, you know, mandated cars, electric cars, mandated gender-neutral toys. And this is weird stuff. Many toys have always been gender-neutral. I never even thought about this. I don't get it. What it just seems to be so much brainwashing. And I'm looking at the other... I like Texas. Texas public colleges must comply with a new law that bans diversity, equity, and inclusion offices on their campuses. That's great. Boy, that's coming to a bust, that industry. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. In fact, quietly, a lot of the Hollywood companies are getting rid of those departments because there were two problems. They cost a lot of money. And they caused a lot of trouble, because if you're a diversity, equity, inclusion administrator or director or executive, whatever they call you, you're an activist, right? You're a headache. And so no matter what's done in the company, it's never enough. And everything everybody says and does is some kind of violation, some kind of microaggression, something to take action on. And nobody can get their work done. I've heard from friends of mine who have this kind of atmosphere, and they said, forget it. You can't have a meeting anymore. Everybody's afraid to talk. Nobody wants to deal with all the nonsense. And, it's because this is one of my rules. The craziest person sets the rules in a room. All right? So if you have some fanatical activist in the room who sees microaggressions and offenses everywhere, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, I mean, you can get in trouble for a look. Let alone a joke, a look. And nobody wants to work under those conditions. It's terrible. That's oppressive. That's oppressive and offensive. So anyway, those departments are on their way out.
And can I just say, I really hate gender-neutral restrooms.
I do too.
You do?
Yes. I don't want to share the restroom really with anybody.
Yeah.
But there's no way I want to share it with another woman. I'm uncomfortable. She's uncomfortable. And you know, if I see a woman's in one of these restaurants, I just stand outside anyway.
Right. But I'm talking about a single stall, gender neutral restroom. When I go in there and there's pee all over the floor and the seat's up.
Oh, that is worse for women.
I can't stand that.
Yeah.
And so many places I go, that's it. There's only one restroom or two, and they're both gender neutral with the one stall. So I have to, What's wrong with you guys? Can't you just pee in the toilet?
And we can't shoot straight.
Obviously not.
Look, if you had one of these, you'd see what the problem is.
I think if I had one of those, I would learn how to aim correctly. Well, I'd be more careful.
You know, you could aim, but it's still...
Or I clean up after.
Oh, now, really?
Yes, I would. I wouldn't leave it for the next person.
Have you seen the symbol they use for gender neutral?
Yes.
It was in a restaurant. And they had three little people on the sign, and one was a guy with pants. One was a woman with a skirt. And then there was one figure that had half a skirt and half a pant. Like the left leg was a pant and the right leg was a skirt.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that. And I have to pay more attention.
I'm looking at that. It's like, all right, what's this supposed to be? More coming up. We come back. We're going to have Carl DeMaio on later in the week. He is running now for state assembly. He has been... he's been a talk show host down in San Diego. He's been on the city council in San Diego. He has run activist organizations to recall politicians and get referendums on the ballot. He's been on our show numerous times. Well, he's sending out a warning about Proposition 1, which is going to be on the March ballot. Proposition 1. This is something that you want to vote no on. We're going to run through it in the next segment, and then Carl's going to come on later this week to talk about it further because this demands a lot of coverage.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Moist Line is Friday. That's only 2 days away. 877-MOIST-86. So you could dump all your problems there. 877-MOIST-86. We'll play it back Friday.
Plenty of room. Plenty of room.
Plenty of room? Well, come on. Let's get with it here. We let you rest for 2 weeks. There's a lot of irritating things going on. We're going to have Carl DeMaio on later this week. We've had him on many times. He's a talk show host, activist, also running for state assembly. And he has published a piece in the Orange County Register. And I wanted to talk about it today and get an early start on this. So you become familiar with Proposition 1. Proposition 1, bad. No, no, no. Don't do it. In fact, I don't even want to explain this to you. Just don't do it. Proposition 1. All right. The most irritating thing is this government-created homeless situation. Because the stupid government has refused to take care of the mental patients and refused to take care of all the drug addicts. And they decided to go with something called Housing First. I'm sure you know. And Housing First really is a huge economic boost to real estate developers because they get tax money to build housing for homeless people. And that's why these cost, what, in Los Angeles, it costs $800,000 an apartment. And you can get the apartment and never have to get off the drugs or treat your mental illness. So you end up with a crazy person in this $800,000 apartment who then starts flinging his feces all over the place, destroys the apartment, and then they have to be evicted, thrown back in a tent, and you got to spend thousands of dollars to clean up the joint. That's what's really happening. That's in the real world. And there's no way to build million-dollar apartments efficiently in any great numbers. There's no money for it. It takes too long. There's too many regulations. The only reason for Housing First is to enrich politically connected developers. I mean, that's your baseline. If anybody says otherwise, they're lying. This is a great scam for the developers who then donate lots of money to idiot politicians who push their stupid Housing First idea. Well, what Proposition 1 is another scam. They claim that you borrow $6.5 billion to build treatment centers and housing units for the homeless. And what it's actually going to do is divert existing money from mental health programs so that money can be diverted to government-financed housing projects. So understand that Proposition 1 raids and diverts funding from the mental health treatment programs we have that serve the homeless. And the money is now going to go into these $1 million per unit housing projects. Don't fall for it. It's another scam. It's deceptively worded. It's no good. But that what they're going to do is try to manipulate your emotions into saying, well, now you've been complaining about all the homeless people in the streets and living in the tents and doing their drugs. First of all, they can get this apartment, I have to keep stressing this, without getting off the drugs or treating their mental illness. Now, if you don't, and we've had the Reverend Andy Bales on from the Union Rescue Mission talking about this, that nobody's allowed. If you're getting federal funding, you can't deny funding to people if you require them to get off the drugs, the booze, or get their mental illness treated. Well, then it's useless. The beginning and end of this problem starts with the drugs and the mental illness. Why are politicians and all these housing criminals, bureaucrats, these nonprofit crooks, why are they so against treating the mental illness and the drugs? Because it would put them out of business. I think we discussed yesterday how there's one nonprofit called HOPIX that got $140 million worth of tax money, and they never paid the rent on all the apartments they rented out. And 300 of their clients got evicted. They got evicted. 300 of them. They hired other nonprofits to act as subcontractors to manage the cases. One guy was just let out of prison after defrauding the unemployment department. And he slid right from prison into defrauding this stream of homeless funding. It's incredible. These really are criminals. We're going to say this 10,000 times. It's true. The homeless industry is filled with criminals, filled with fake nonprofits. They take the money. They pay themselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in salaries. And they don't pay the rent for the clients. And the clients get kicked out. And nobody gets treated for their drug addiction. And nobody gets treated for their mental illness. So the last thing you want to do is vote for Proposition 1. I mean, this is like the first proposition, literally, of the new year, of the first election, the March primary, and this is what they give us. So you've been warned, and Carl, come on. Another story that broke today was you may have heard, state capitals around the country have been evacuated. In a whole bunch of states, because they don't know why. I mean, obviously this was coordinated. It was an email, and like in Connecticut, the police received complaints from employees about the suspicious email that multiple explosives were placed in the Capitol building, so they had to close and evacuate it. They also all the other states like Mississippi, Tennessee, all over the place. That's all you have to do. Yeah, all you have to do is get some email addresses, come up with a fake threat, and you could close government buildings all over the place and watch the news on TV and just laugh about it. That's a big hoot. All right, more coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio 1 till 4, after 4, John Cobalt on demand on the iHeart app. I've been good today, haven't I?
Yeah, but that one, you didn't sound very confident.
I thought he did.
I was just a little low-key, but yeah. Now I'm being scored on enthusiasm. I'm just trying to get the name of the show out properly.
Enthusiasm will come.
All right. More punch, more enthusiasm. John McKinney coming on the show at 3 o'clock. He is the deputy DA, and he's running against George Gascon, and there is even more retaliation going on against deputy DAs who cross Gascon, and we'll talk to John about that. There's also a story about how Gascon's parole policies have led to even more felons getting out early. Ay, 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 it's such a disaster. Also, the return of Laura Ingle from News Nation. She is covering the Epstein case. And when is the release happening? Everybody thought by now we'd have 187 names to go through who are somehow connected to the Epstein story, and nothing's happened. Something's holding it up. Well, I guess that's predictable. Anyway, Laura's going to be on coming up after 3:30. We're going to play a story for you here. Everybody in the world has done this. You sell stuff, right? You're selling junk. You meet up with someone, or someone comes over your house. Back, we just did this week. We had some stuff we sold. And
did you go to a public place where there were a lot of people?
No, it was.
Did you go outside a police station and do the handover?
No, I mean it was a guy who had a business, and he was buying some old stuff of ours.
But how do you know he really has a business?
Well, you know what? I didn't even think twice about it. But now, after this story. Maybe we should have taken some precautions. Just have a stranger come over. He would have been confined to the garage.
Oh, wait, he came over to your house?
He came over to the
you're
house.
Crazy.
We were, huh?
Yes. Most of the time, people at least meet at, you know, a Trader Joe's parking lot or someplace like that. But your house?
Well.
Now he knows where you live? John.
You know what it was? Well, I told you this off the air. It was wooden picture frames.
Yes.
over the years, my wife has constantly bought and gotten rid of paintings.
Yeah.
And at some point she decided that having wood frames was old fashioned, out of date, right? Out of style. So she would hang the paintings up with no wood frames. And all the wood frames ended up in my clothing closet. So I had stacks of wood frames on the shelves where my clothes should be. Not that I have enough clothes to fill them. Anyway, she decided to sell them because it turns out old wood frames are worth a few dollars. So she went online. This guy has a business. He bought the wood frames. And I think my wife was so excited about the money he was going to pay for the old wood frames. Mm-hmm. Totally forgot about the security breach.
All right, well, you're okay. You're fine. So now the next time, you know. Because I know the story that you're going to be talking about, and it's crazy.
Here's what happened to this couple. KTLA Channel 5 reporter Omar Lewis.
I was definitely not expecting that to go that way.
Eduardo Reyes got much more than he bargained for after receiving a message on the mobile marketplace OfferUp. It was from someone pretending to be interested in buying an iPad he posted for sale just 2 days before Christmas.
They wanted me to like in a public street, which I usually don't do, but he sounded like he was a kid and he's like, oh, I'm going to have my mom come out with me.
Reyes agreed to meet the buyer in a residential neighborhood in Pomona. At first, it was only one suspect who Reyes interacted with. But you can see here as another suspect with a gun comes from around the street corner.
Then he started running towards me. And when he ran towards me, I grabbed the iPad. I turned around. The other person had already taken out their gun and said, give me your iPad. Give me your iPad.
The entire ordeal was captured on video by Reyes's Tesla. It shows the moments the robbers pointed a gun at Reyes and his wife, then wrestled them to the ground.
I was like, there's no way they have like a real gun. Like, that's crazy. And I was concerned because my wife was there and I was like, oh, my God, what if they try to do something to her?
At one point, a suspect is seen body slamming Reyes's wife. The gun goes off multiple times in the video before the robbers take off with the iPad, and Reyes is seen walking back to his car with blood on his face.
I mean, it could have gone really bad. It could have gone really bad.
If you're making any sales transactions with someone from the internet, to avoid becoming the victim of a robbery, police recommend meeting in a well-lit, busy location like a shopping center or a police station and sharing your location with someone you trust. While Reyes has sold over 50 items on OfferUp, he now knows it only takes one for things to go terribly wrong and says he'll make changes in the future.
Probably for sure meet in a public place. Preferably maybe around a police station or something, yeah. and try to get more information out of them a little bit, like maybe their phone number or something.
And Reyes's wife's cell phone was also taken by those robbers. However, police later found it in a yard nearby. Reyes is now hoping that someone out there recognizes these suspects. If you have any information that could help in this case, you're asked to pick up the phone and contact the Pomona Police Department.
You ever sell something and meet someone in public?
I have.
It's very dangerous. What did you sell?
I think I sold some handbags.
Of course. Oh, those expensive ones?
And
on the street to a stranger.
In a public place. And we also just sold an appliance, and my husband met in a Trader Joe's parking lot. And that's how that went down. And there's been some other places, but no, I haven't had anybody come to my house, and I never will.
My dad is obsessed with the Facebook offer up and free offerings and all of that type of stuff. I will not let him like go to other people's houses. I make him like meet in public places because of stuff like this.
Right, because this is going to happen.
Yeah.
So I remember one time when my guys were teenagers and they wanted to go to Coachella every year. Mm-hmm. And you know what those tickets
cost. Gotta buy tickets off a random guy.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Oh, I had to do that too.
And one year, I think I bought the tickets, but then I got free tickets, I think, some through the station, right? So I had extra tickets, nothing to do with them. So I gave my sons the free tickets, but now the ones I paid for, I had to sell. And I ended up going, I think, to Whittier College and stand up. I sold them on Craigslist and ended up meeting a girl on the campus. And I felt so creepy. It's because, you know, I'm a full grown adult and there's all these 20-year-old girl's walking around.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm giving her an envelope, and she's giving me money, and I'm thinking, this really looks bad.
Just John standing on a college campus. Want to go to Coachella? And then he's got like a white van behind him somewhere.
Oh, that's what I felt like. I felt like I should be wearing a trench coat. Jeez. All right, we come back. John McKinney on, the deputy DA. And he's running against George Gascon. And he's got stories here about more retaliation by the evil Gascon against the good deputy DAs. He's really trying to ruin a lot of careers. That's coming up on the John Cobalt Show. Deborah Mark in the KFI 24-Hour Newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.